News three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani addressing a UN General Assembly meeting today on nuclear weapons.
Any use of nuclear weapons is a violation of the UN Charter and a crime against humanity. Doctrines justifying such use are unacceptable.
Rouhani calling on Israel to join the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Another warning from the terrorist group that attacked a mall in Nairobi, Kenya.
The Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab says Kenya has a choice. They can get out of Somalia or its war. They've also struck again, this time on the Kenya-Somalia border. Militants attacked a security post, killing two police officers.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Forensic teams at that Kenyan mall still searching for clues, the U.S. providing equipment and technical assistance. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Mario's, the iconic Arthur Avenue Italian restaurant near Fordham, has been in the Bronx for 93 years. And we've been telling you about the Migliucci family, in whose care and keeping Mario still resides for almost as long. It's right in the middle of Little Italy, near the Bronx Zoo, Botanical Gardens, Fordham, the great Jesuit university, and it's minutes from Yankee Stadium. You take the Bronx River south to Fordham Road and left on Arthur Avenue. Mario's is open every day but Monday for lunch and dinner. The food is great, served by wonderful, caring waiters, and they're awful good with kids. And there's valet parking every night at dinner. Call my brother Joseph Migliucci at 718-584-1188 for reservations and even better directions to Mario's, the legendary family restaurant in the Bronx. I know that number by heart now, 718-584-1188.
Here's the weather forecast for Westchester County and Vicinity on your Thursday, 26th day of September. The last few days of September, the weather looks very nice. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the lower 70s on east winds. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, with our nighttime lows in the lower 50s. Friday's looking partly sunny. Temperatures tomorrow also in the lower 70s, then partly cloudy at night, 50 to 55. Saturday, sunshine near 70. Sunday, mostly sunny in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Every day, New Yorkers depend upon the clean and reliable electricity provided by Indian Point. On an average day, Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester at lower cost than other power plants and helps our efforts to improve air quality. You have a right to know the facts about Indian Point, because when talk turns to extending the licenses of these plants, we all need to remember how important Indian Point is to New York. For instance, did you know that without Indian Point's lower cost power, our electric rates would be much higher, and that an equivalent gas-fired power plant would pour millions of tons of pollutants a year into the air we breathe, and that the independent experts in charge of New York's electric grid have said that the city could face rolling blackouts without Indian Point? I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
Why pay for radio when it's free right here?
It's the future right now.
All you gotta do is
listen and love it.
VOX.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lovensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, September 26th, 2013, the fifth day of autumn. Bye-bye, summer. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 38 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 6:47 this morning. It will set at 6:45 this evening. We will have 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 11:39 tonight. It will set at 2:22 tomorrow afternoon. We are one day short of last quarter. Next full moon is October 18th. Now a regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Specialist James Taylor Wycliffe Chasen. Sorry about, I'm sure I mispronounced that, James, but we try. Age 22, from Edmond, Oklahoma. He was with the 3rd Infantry. Died September 20th. He actually died in Texas at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio of injuries from a roadside bomb during combat in Pul-e-Alam, Afghanistan, on August 12th. So he hung on August a month and about a week, a month and 8 days. At least he died on American soil. Sergeant William DeWitt Brown III, age 44, of Franklin, North Carolina. He was with the 10th Mountain Division. There was a non-combat incident, we never know what those are, in Lagman Province on September 19th. Staff Sergeant Robert Edward Thomas Jr., age 24, of Fontana, California. He was with the 1st Armored Division. He died September 13th, also at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas, of non-combat wounds suffered during an incident in Maiwand, Afghanistan, on April 21st. So he hung on a lot longer, April, May, June, July, August, September. He hung on for 5 months and died in America. Finally, Staff Sergeant Randall Ray Lane, age 43, of Indianapolis, Indiana. He was with the Indiana Army National Guard. Died on September 13th from a non-combat related illness in Kabul. These four American Army men were alive on the date of our last broadcast 2 weeks ago. Each death is a great loss to their family and to all Americans. I look forward to the day when the war in Afghanistan and this feature come to an end, because there are no more deaths to report. Okay, time for the Culture Corner. My reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Well, we saw Kiss Me, Kate at the Westchester Broadway Theater last Thursday. This is the well-known play within a play, inclusive of the Shakespeare comedy, The Taming of the Shrew, which was written by Shakespeare. But the play was written by Bella and Sam Spiewak, songs by the famous Cole Porter. This play was very well done by Westchester Broadway Theater. Choreography, as always, was great. I especially enjoyed the Brush Up Your Shakespeare number performed by Gangsters Number 1 and 2, excellently performed by Broadway veterans Michael Farina and Michael Kubala. In fact, there are 7 actors in this production who have played Broadway. That's an unusually high number for this venue, but here we go. Started out a little slow, I thought, but picked up quickly and remained lively throughout. Baritone William Michaels was terrific in the dual leads of Fred and Petruchio. Christiane Tisdale, the female lead as Lily and Catherine, is as talented as her numerous Broadway appearances imply. Both have great, well-trained, and disciplined voices. Both deliver their lines with great personality and panache. Miss Tisdale's performance of I Hate Men was spot on. Among the dancers, I especially like Christopher Fishburne as Paul. As always, I recommend the Westchester Broadway Theater to you. The productions are almost always very good. Certainly in the case of Kiss Me, Kate, that is true. Value and convenience are definite reasons to check out this local treasure as well. Go to Broadway, sure, once in a while and see great productions, to be sure. But for less than half the cost of dinner, show, and parking, you will be treated to solid theater at Westchester Broadway Theater with way less hassle. My guest today is Aubrey Sin, a very talented young actress herself who appeared in The Sound of Music not long ago at Westchester Broadway Theater. She seems to be well on her way to success in a very difficult field. Welcome, Aubrey Sin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Bob.
My pleasure. Nice to have you here. Now, you landed the role of Maria in the recent production of The Sound of Music, and you were non-equity at the time. Congratulations. You just received your equity card. But how did it come to pass that you got such a role and you're not an equity member, or were not an equity member?
This is one of the things I really like about Westchester. I had worked with them also last season doing Legally Blonde. Of course, no one, you know, is born and automatically has an equity card and Broadway credits and a recurring role on Law and Order. You have to work and build your resume and get there. And I think it's really nice that Westchester structures their audition process such that it's really accessible. They have their EPAs, which are the auditions for equity members for principal roles, the ECCs for equity ensemble members. And then they always, for their shows, have an open call so that if you're an EMC, which means that you're building up your points to become equity, or just non-union, you have an opportunity to come and be seen. And that's actually how I was seen for both Legally Blonde and Sound of Music.
And all roles are open, so you can actually get the starring role even though you're not an equity.
Well, I'll admit that I wasn't quite sure if it was going to work that way. When I did Legally Blonde, I was in the ensemble and I understudied one of the principal roles. And when I heard they were doing Sound of Music, something just kind of clicked in my head. Like, I mean, we've all grown up seeing the movie. Although having done the show, I now discover there are people who have not seen the movie. I was shocked. But other than those five people,
six.
Okay. Other than those six people, we all grew up with Julie Andrews, Sound of Music. And I thought, oh, that would be really fun. And they're such great people up at Westchester. I feel like, to me, a mark of how great they are is the fact that when I was doing Legally Blonde, again, as a non-equity member, and it's a mixture up there. There's always the equity people, the non-equity people. And I feel like the staff treats you equally. Everyone is treated with the same respect. We're all collaborating, working together. And I think that's really wonderful and part of why I was excited to go back. So I tried to get into one of the equity auditions. And when you're not in the union yet, there's kind of a wait list situation. And it was just packed. So no one outside of the union was able to be seen that day. So again, luckily, they have those open calls. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I missed the auditions.
But you beat all of the equity actresses for the role of Maria.
And I wasn't even sure if that was possible. I thought maybe they'd already cast that. So honestly, I was going in thinking, well, maybe the understudy role is still open and maybe I could understudy Maria. And that would still be a great challenge.
Now, was the audition with other cast members? Were any children there, or were you just singing songs and presenting yourself?
Initially, it was on my own. I went in, I sang. They called me back for Maria, so I came on another day with some sides prepared. So I read a scene. I sang a couple snippets of songs from the show that they'd given me.
Were there any kids there?
No kids.
Because the magic of the way you play that role is your chemistry with the kids.
Yes. And that is just, I don't know, part of it is they did such a great job casting. They I think they had the auditions for the kids up here in Westchester, because the kids were pretty local. Some came from as far as an hour away, but I don't think everyone was so far. And it's one of those things where I went into the first day of rehearsals with them, and I was honestly really excited to meet them. And it just worked out that they were all great kids.
You were cast before you met them.
Yes.
See, that's pretty amazing, because that, to me, that was your biggest strength, was that chemistry. And if they couldn't see that and they cast you anyway, that says a lot. Okay, we have a minute before I take our break. Why don't you just give us a quick summary of the process to become an equity member?
Sure. There are a couple ways. You can be cast in a show where they're giving you an equity contract, and then you have to join the union in order to be working under that contract. You can also build up points. This is the EMC I was talking about earlier. There are certain theaters that give EMC points. Westchester is one of them. And so while you're working as a non-union member, you're building up points. And once you hit a certain number, you must join the union. And the third way...
You must join.
And then there are other performance unions. There's AFTRA and SAG, which have recently merged. Okay. And...
let's take our break and we'll come back and continue with this. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Dallas, San Antonio, Fort Worth, or Aubrey, Texas, Little Rock or Aubrey, Arkansas, or Helena, Montana, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live. I am Bob Levinsohl. The program is Environmentally Sound. My guest is Aubrey Sin, and we will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. More violence from the group claiming responsibility for the Kenya mall attack.
Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab struck again, this time on the Kenya-Somalia border. Militants attacked a security post, killing two police officers.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither. Interpol has issued an arrest notice for British terror widow Samantha Luthwaite at Kenya's request. House Speaker John Boehner speaking out as the fight over the budget and president's health care plan play out on Capitol Hill.
The American people don't want the president's health care bill, and they don't want the government to shut down. Republicans are listening. We passed a bill last week that would do just what the American people have asked. It's time for the Senate to listen and pass the bill that we sent over there.
Senate Democrats say they're standing firm and that the Affordable Care Act will remain the law of the land. Fox News, we report, you decide.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
Shopping our way to health, we can only do it at ShopRite because they have introduced this registered dietitian program. ShopRite's already known for the prices. People are already coming here for the value. They're coming here for the freshness of the meat. They have their ground today, sold today policy with the meat. There's USDA fish inspection that happens on a daily basis with the fishmonger. You already have every single reason to come to ShopRite. You've known for all these decades why you come to ShopRite in the first place. Now you have a whole new reason to come here, and that is the registered dietitian program, and figure out the best way to implement all of the healthy and cost-effective shopping that can be done here and literally shop your way to health in White Plains. You can also go to Tuckahoe Road and you can go to New Rochelle and find the same registered dietitians. Stop in, make a phone call, make an appointment, have a conversation, start that process of making better choices on a daily and eventually on a meal-by-meal basis, and you can, in fact, shop your way to health. You can only do it at ShopRite.
Go global on WVOX.com. Call David O'Shaughnessy for more information. 914-636-1460.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. I am Bob Levinsohn. This is Environmentally Sound. This is WVOX AM 1460. And my guest is Aubrey Sin. We were talking about equity and your recent roles, two roles at the Westchester Broadway Theater. Where are you going? What are your career intentions? You're still very young. You just got your equity card. Just kind of give us a synopsis of your career intentions, what you're doing now, the life of an actor from audition to day job to unemployment. What's it like for you?
I am very lucky to have such supportive friends and family because I imagine that it's like any sort of freelance job where you kind of have to create your own structure. I do have a day job. I'm lucky that I work for a hairstylist doing scheduling for her. She has a lot of brides, so I get to talk with the brides and get contracts together and sort of soothe them as they're coming up to the day. And they're like, oh my gosh, I have all these questions and I feel crazy. And I get to say, no, you're not. It's normal.
They get it done the day before, I presume? 2 days before?
We come to them and their hair's done the morning of on their way.
You go to them?
Oh, I don't normally.
But the stylist goes.
Exactly.
On the very day of the wedding.
Yes, on the very day. Okay. So it's a huge responsibility, but also very joyful to get to be part of this important day in these people's lives. So I'm really fortunate that that's something that can be done. It's very flexible in terms of hours. So I can come in, send some emails, go to an audition, come back. And that's really great. I've been really lucky in that way. So that, then auditions. I primarily audition for theater and commercials right now. We were talking earlier, I'm intrigued by TV and film, especially TV. There are more and more series being shot in New York City. So that's nice. It's I'm sort of at a place right now that I really enjoy having a home base and living in Brooklyn and being able to work in Westchester, in the city. But of course, I would leave for the right opportunity.
Right opportunity being Hollywood, I'm guessing.
Hollywood, or you know what? I would be open to touring. There are some really great regional theaters in cities that I would love to see. So how great to... I love traveling. I worked on a cruise ship for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
I was a singer.
Cool.
Yeah. So, for instance, I love Seattle. I've been there very briefly a couple of times.
That's where I was when I took my cruise to Alaska.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Are those the ships you're on, the Alaska cruises?
I was actually in the Mediterranean at one point, and then the Caribbean briefly. Mm. Yeah,
fantastic.
Not too bad.
Fantastic.
It was a great summer.
That was just one summer.
Mm-hmm.
As a singer with a group.
There were a few of us. We did a few different production shows. So we had like a Broadway review. We had another that was 60s British pop music and
Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles and, you know, the Yardbirds and that whole genre. The Bee Gees actually were in there.
So day to day, you get up, you go to your scheduling job, and auditions can be almost any time, right?
Yes. So. Auditions will pop up. I had a day actually last week. I was sitting at work. I got an email saying, oh my gosh, can you please come in for this commercial? It's this afternoon. And I was like, okay, well, I have to go home right now because I just went to the gym. So I'm going to have to leave work, go home, change, and I'm going to go to this audition and then I'll be back. And I'm so lucky that I have flexibility to do that.
And the stylist you work for, your boss, I guess, your partner, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Is understanding of all that.
Yes, she's great. It's also great that what they do, you know, with hairstyling, it is very creative and artistic. So it's fun to work with people who are creative, but in a totally different way.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What prospects do you have right now? Any callbacks? Any auditions coming up?
Yeah, I'm just getting back into, well, we're just hitting the big audition season. So it's been a little quiet the last couple of weeks, which honestly was nice. It's a lot to be, you know, doing a show and then jumping back into your day job. And it was nice to relax, regroup. And I'm really looking forward to the audition season picking up for Christmas shows for the upcoming 2013-2014 season.
So they actually... I always imagined that they auditioned just before a show or maybe 2 months before a show, whenever it was, not that they packed everybody and scheduled the whole next season's productions. Is that what you're saying they do?
I think you get some of each. A lot of times you'll have an EPA for the entire season. So you'll go in and you get to choose the material that you're going to do based on, okay, they're doing these five shows and I'm really interested in this role in this show. So I'm going to sort of craft my audition towards that. And then oftentimes they'll have more auditions right before the show for, you know, filling up any additional roles that they haven't cast yet.
Now, you were really great in this role of Maria.
Thank
in
you.
The Sound of Music. And yet you might have a dream role that seems like a dream role for you. But what have you ever thought about what you would do if you could pick your role?
Well, what's funny is that I feel like you end up having a lot of these conversations in college when you're sort of figuring out, okay, like what do I think I want to be doing with my life? And honestly, like my dream role is Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd, which is probably not something I'll be doing in the next couple of years.
You have to be older?
Probably a little bit. but it's kind of fun having a dream role that I'm like, wow, like this is something I would really love to do at some point. And I have all this time in between.
So when they stop calling me for ingenue roles, I know what I'm focusing
on. Then I'm going right for the Sweeney Todd.
That's really good thinking. It's a lot of people, or I presume many young actresses, when they start seeing they're getting maybe 30 and they get these 20-year-olds and 22-year-olds that are snatching up those cute little ingenue roles, they say, oh, it's all over for me. But it really isn't.
Yeah, I feel like more and more I'm just noticing that there are so many great roles for people of every age. And so it is really nice because so much in society and in performing especially, you feel like your youth is your most important asset. And it's nice to think, wow, like there are things that I can't accomplish when I'm young that I have to be older to be able to do.
No, youth is not the main asset. Youth is, everybody goes through youth. Everybody has youth. You need more than youth.
Mm-hmm.
Your talent, your outlook on life. If you are a grouchy gal, you wouldn't be getting roles. Nobody would even see you, right? If you were unattractive, you'd still get roles if you had the talent. Meryl Streep is not the most gorgeous girl, but she's woman, excuse me. But she is quite talented.
She's got the chops.
She gets the jobs, and now she can do any dream role she wants.
Yeah.
So how tough is it to make it? We know that only a few get to the real career. With somebody, Scarlett Johansson, and you know, I don't have a lot of stars' names floating around in my head. George Clooney,
George Clooney,
Ted, Tom Cruise. Only a few make it there, and there are thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands, of actors. How tough is it? What do you hope to? If you don't get there, would you still be a working actor for your career?
Yes, I would.
Even if you don't get there, you'll be happy if you're getting good roles and making a living.
Yeah, and I feel like this might sound silly, but I feel like fulfillment. If I were to go out and say, okay, well, I need to be Scarlett Johansson, like on that level to be happy, I feel like even once I got there, there would always be something else. If I'm always comparing myself to others, then no matter what I attain, I'm always going to look at someone else and say, well, okay, I've done this, but like, who cares? Because I haven't done that. So, you know, I haven't done enough. I need to be more. And so to me, I'm really excited to keep working and keep doing things that are more challenging and continuing to meet new people and working with people whom I admire.
So you just want to be the best you can be?
Yes, I would like to be the best me I can be.
Excellent. Well, as I told you before, I see you in movies. You have a look and you have a personality, and I wish you a lot of success in that. We're out of time. Told you it would go fast.
It did. It went so fast.
Thanks a lot for coming up and being in our studio today. If I am any judge of what it takes to achieve success in this very difficult occupation, Aubrey will achieve that success. And the fact that she is a fan of Star Trek cinches it for me.
Yes.
Our thought for the week: man is most nearly himself when he achieves the seriousness of a child at play. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the galaxy. Next up is Howard Sturman. I've seen him, but I don't see him now. Howard Sturman in the famous shootout with Yosemite Sam. He was the last man standing. I am Bob Lovensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health, happiness to you all, and enjoy the music. We still, put on your headphones. We still have a couple of, about a half a minute.
Oh, great.
We ended a little sooner. Do you have an agent?
I do. I work with Ann Steele. She's fantastic.
Okay. And I'm looking at my questions. I kind of, after I tie it up, I get a little bit, don't know where I'm going with that. But tell me, what part does the glamour of the profession play for you? I mean, is it being on stage and showing your abilities and being who you are there? Or is it a true calling, like you are called to communicate in this way?
Of course, everyone enjoys being appreciated for what they do. And I think for me, I love the challenge. You know, it's a lot to go out on stage and want to tell the story and be vulnerable and really truthfully convey the relationships that are happening. And every time you go out, it's a risk. You have to go out and trust yourself, trust that you know what you're doing, and that you're ready to just be really open and spontaneous, and things may happen that you didn't even expect, and that's what's magical.
Okay, and now we've already done our closing, so all we can say now is goodbye. Thank you again, Aubrey.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks. The local.